Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Ellis, and I've got Claire with me today. We're going to talk about a lot of open houses, a lot of cool listings, and some information we brought back from our realtor convention in San Antonio. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. Claire, you know what we're going to do? I'm going to do something different.
Okay.
I've had the mayor, I've had Valerie, I've had several people, and they had lots of good information. We need to get to our open houses or our new listings. I'm going to start out with our open houses. How's that?
Well, we have seven. This
wow.
is the first time in...
Way to go, agents.
Yeah, I can't even remember how long it's been since we've had seven open houses on one Sunday. Starting out, Scott and I are going to be doing the one on 3023 Champion Circle.
New construction.
It's a new construction. I love this layout. It's a very open, airy kind of layout. Actually, he will seller finance if you need that. He can do that for you. It's over 2,200 square feet. It's three bedroom, two and a half bath. Has high ceilings, recessed lighting, large closets, and I mean a lot of closets.
Yeah, one,
there's
two,
one hallway
three.
That has three closets in it.
Right next to the master.
Right next to the master. So technically, your master could have four closets.
Hey, before you get done, let me go over this real quick. This is real, real important. We have a lot of friends out there. We have a lot of new people that are moving to San Angelo and have some glitches here and there. This is why we're going to put owner finance on this. It's going to be 20% down. So you're talking, that's one thing the seller's requiring for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have a few glitches on your credit, you have something, we understand that. People are human. You can still buy a brand new house. It has the
granite countertops,
stainless steel appliances, Mitchell. It's beautiful.
Double
one of my
ovens.
Favorite planes. And get you in a nice home.
Mm-hmm.
So, and have an investment instead of renting something. So here's your opportunity. So ladies, when your husband says, well, our credit's a little dinged, we got that fixed for you on this one.
And it's beautiful. It is beautiful. We have another one at 1601 South Concho Drive. It's waterfront property. It's listed at $449. It's a Mediterranean style stucco home, freshly painted inside and out. It's a two-story home. It's equipped with two new central heat and air systems. It's three bedroom, two and a half bath with three living areas, two dining
rooms. Three big living areas.
Yeah, living, yeah, big ones. Plus a library slash office, whichever you needed to use it for. A huge den, a wet bar. It's front and back bricked patios. It's on 2.5 acres on Lake Nasworthy. It's a beautiful. You have to see it to believe it. And that'll be open from 2 to 4 Sunday. 6010 Warwick is another one that we're going to be having open. It's $294.9. It's four bedroom, three and a half bath, two dining areas, two car garage, nicely landscaped. It's got whitewashed cabinets. There's an island in there. There's built-in china cabinets, solid serve countertops, breakfast bar. It's another one that you just have to see to believe. Gretchen's going to have that open this Sunday from 2 to 4. The next one, 3253 Walnut Hill.
It's got to be Brad Hogue. I call him Mr. Walnut.
It is. It's Brad Hogue.
Well, he has sold several houses there, and he's already listed them. I mean, he's got that street down.
He
has to know more about Walnut Hill than anybody in San Angelo.
He held one open house, and he has consistently had something coming up on Walnut Hill every time since. But it's got a large covered back porch. It's three bedroom, two bath. Has a breakfast bar, large open living room. It's got the tile back splash in the kitchen. Spacious master bedroom, huge walk-in closet. I mean, it's just awesome. And even the refrigerator conveys, so you don't even have to bring your own refrigerator.
Well, we know that. We just had to replace one. I mean, even at Lowe's, when they have them on sale, they're still a couple of grand for a nice refrigerator.
If you want a nice one that works. We bought that cheap one. The ice maker never worked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Get what you pay for sometimes.
The other one is 10633 FM 1692. This one's listed at $294.5. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath, two-story home. It's about 15 miles from miles. Well-maintained. It's got a basement / cellar, whatever you wanted to use it for. I would call that my wine cellar.
She would, folks. But actually, it's really about 15 minutes. Miles is about 15 miles from here. And then this is about 2 or 3 miles kind of out in the country.
On the other side of miles?
Yeah, so the cool thing is you kind of get to be in the country and to enjoy all the benefits of the country, the beautiful stars and the skies, and you're still 15 minutes from San Angelo.
Only be 15 minutes from your grocery store. It's situated on about...
You notice how she got wine grocery store in there?
I didn't say anything about the shoe store yet. It's situated on 2 acres, extra parking. So if you have, you know, big trucks or what have you, it's got a workshop, you know, mature trees, enclosed porch. Joyce Shelton will be having that open from 2 to 4 on Sunday. We also have 4214 Harmony Lane, which is listed at 184950. It's in the Willow Ridge area in southwest San Angelo. It's a new construction by Tony Jones.
Tony's one of my favorite builders.
He's a great builder.
He's just a great guy.
Yeah, he's just a nice
folks,
guy.
I'm going to tell you, I've sold a bunch of Tony Jones homes over the years. I've never had one single person that had a complaint with him. And that's amazing.
I haven't heard one either.
I mean, he takes care of his business. He has his subs. I'm just telling you, he's a good guy and a good person to buy a house from.
Well, and he's doing this new construction. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, tons of crown molding, again, raised ceilings, custom cabinetry. It's a small yard. If you don't want to take care of a big yard, this is your house. It's got custom tile and tons more. Sandra Ramirez, one of our newest agents, is going to be holding one open.
And one thing I'm excited about, because my Espanol is no buena para nada. And Sandra is very fluent, and we needed that bad in our office.
We really did.
Because we have a lot of friends that are not bilingual, or that need to have that advantage.
I can order a glass of wine, that's it. 701 Durham Court and 703 Durham Court. There are two outstanding new constructions by Pierce Masonry.
We looked at these Tuesday, and Gretchen just listed them. And I think Kelly's holding them open for her.
Uh-huh.
But you know the tile, it's real cool. And I hadn't seen it done like this before. We've seen the dark tile before. But this is more of a blonde, and it looks like wood.
On the floor?
On the floor. It's a tile flooring. You know, but if you look at it, you actually have to touch it to see it's tile, not wood. But they did it at an angle. So when you walk in, it has that look. I think it's beautiful.
I didn't see it, but it sounds awesome. And it does say, you know, there's a bunch of wood tile flooring. Kelly Cave is going to be holding those open.
They're side by side.
Yes, they're side by side from 2 to 4 on Sunday. If you need any information about any of the open houses that we'll be holding on Sunday, you can go to scottallison.com, sallison.com, and go to open houses and check out any information that you might need that we didn't give you.
And folks, before we get going, I want to talk about some other things too, but we've had some really, really good shows lately. We had the mayor.
He's awesome.
He did a great job. Some really good information for San Angelo, our water, our trash, important stuff.
Recycling, yay.
Barry did a real good job on the banking industry. Commissioner Bacon did a real good job. And the reason I'm saying this is, obviously, you say, well, I missed it. Well, you don't have to miss it. You can go to sallison.com, and you can click on anyone. You know, the foundation, Mark with Contra Valley Foundation, did an awesome job. Our bee buddy, talking about the bees and
Jay
stuff.
Jay Horman.
He did a good job. So I'm just telling you, if you have a topic, and we're doing this on purpose, people moving to San Angelo say, well, what about the foundation situation in San Angelo? You can click on a radio show. So we're kind of proud of that we have it and it's there for you. Jeremy Bryant, who does our shows for us, does a great job. He edits them, he keeps them, but we want to make sure we have good information, and that's what we've got for you. So, sallison.com, and you got it. Before we go forward, I know we still got some good information we'll talk about in San Antonio. Rentals. Folks, we don't keep rentals long, and then, you know, that's just how it is in San Angelo right now. But we actually do have a couple. 2756 Harvard, you're familiar with that one.
Yes, I am.
3-bedroom, 2-bath, carport, $1,350 a month. We also have one on 1106 Hunter's Glen, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, and it rents for $1,895 a month. So that's all we have left. The cabin's rented.
I'm kind of partial to Harvard. I love that little house. It's got a 1-car carport. It's got a storage building in the back. Big, huge trees. I love that house. Huge kitchen.
Here's a new listing. We got two for $84,900. Good price.
Mm-hmm.
2415 West Harris. It's built in 1950. That's older than me, Claire. You don't even say it.
Barely.
Yeah, barely.
Do they have TV?
Yes, they do. It's priced at about around $67 a foot.
Wow.
Which is very, very good. Good sized rooms. That's one you need to look at. Kind of enjoy checking it out.
What about Rick's new one?
Let me get to that here.
I jumped the gun.
It's a perfect little deal. Hemlock, beautiful home. That's one of my favorite areas too, between Soros and Vista Arroyo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a short little street, but quality homes. In fact, the Wilsons built this. When did they build it? In 1964. And you can just see the quality through it. Very, very well built home. It's lower to 221.
Wow.
So, I mean, nothing wrong with that. The Warwick House that we're going to have open,
mm-hmm.
that was $299. Now it's $299, so that's lowered $5,000 right there. Nothing wrong with that.
No, and that's four bedrooms.
And then also the one we're having open, it was originally $475. It's down to $449. So with add these good prices with the...
Is that the one on South Concho?
Yes. That's when Debbie's holding up, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a whole... You know when you may not remember this, but the movie Dallas, the original movie Dallas. And they showed they came in and they showed the white fence around the house and all that. We've got that horse, the whole situation for you. Not the house with the white fence and the horses. It's actually a horse facility. It's priced at $649. You can call Debbie on that. And if you're into horses or the race horses, that's what's out there. It's pretty cool. It's kind of cool just to see it.
Where is it located?
Just right outside of town, about a mile outside of town on Cheyenne Road. That's why I said you better call Debbie.
Yeah, call Debbie.
Because you're not going to find it. And she's got a new one at 9620, which is just land, but it's priced at $800,000. It's about $20,000 an acre for your oil fields. People are putting in their oil fields lots and fencing it in, put little buildings there. Here's your location.
Doing your pads.
Now the one you talked about that Mr. West just listed. Okay, how about $38,000? $37,000. She just lowered it $1,000. Here's the cool thing is when you go in, it's got a solid fence you can't see. When you go in, there's a huge workshop, garage. Actually, they even have a pool table in there. And then it has a little one-bedroom house behind it. So I'm saying the guy's working in the oil field. He's working his tail off 24/7. He wants a place to rest.
Just needs a place to put his head
down. You can live here for way, way less than you can rent a house and own it. So call Rick West on that one, and it's a neat, neat house.
Get all your tax write-offs and all your stuff.
Well, and have something you can fix up and appreciate in value,
mm-hmm.
which we have been doing, folks. In fact, we're going to talk just about that in just a second and kind of give you updates from what we learned in San Antonio. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.